on, and Larry was away with the fairies then, weren't you, Larry?
Actually, I wasn't away with the fairy. I was, you know what I was thinking?
Come on.
I was thinking, I'm so glad I didn't do that role just at the end of the second verse into the first chorus, because, you know, it just wouldn't have been right. I'm really happy with the way it just sort of slips in.
Honestly?
Honestly.
So you're still examining the songs?
Yeah, but you know what's great about this time round is that when I examine it, I go, you know what, I did the right thing. Normally it's, oh shit, I wish I'd done it slightly differently, you know.
Okay, you seem to have woke it up now, you're
I
rocking.
I have. It's made, that paradiddle is an amazing thing.
That's
thanks,
good.
Max.
Now, Bono says, or said, recently, that he used to sing like a girl, didn't you?
No, it was just, I was talking about the stuff in the 80s, which, you know, Edge, when we were putting together the best of, he had to force me to sit down and listen to it, because I just found it a little hard to listen to. Not that I'm not proud of the songs, but just the way I sang them on the records, I thought I sounded like a girl. Yeah, the voice was kind of squeezed and tight.
Right.
And whereas when we went out live, my voice opened up. And that's what I was talking about.
Is that because
I am, you know, I'm manly enough to admit that.
I'm manly enough now to sing more like a man in your own mind.
Well, no, I think I sing like a girl on this one, but she's much more attractive.
Now, is your voice opened up just because you've had literally more exercise, or is it because you're getting older and you smoked more cigarettes?
No, I've started to stop smoking because it was actually messing up my voice. No, it's about the way you go into the songs. A lot of our tunes were made up on the spot. A lot of the times the lyrics were written and I didn't really know them. It was Chrissy Hynde, actually, who said to me, Chrissy Hynde said, you know, if you're not happy with your singing, maybe it's because you don't know what you're singing when you're in there doing it. And I said, well, because she knew I was writing the lyrics on the spot a lot of the time. She said, well, give yourself a chance and, you know, write the tunes and go in and sing them like the rest of us.
Yeah.
So we tried it on this album and I almost like it, you know?
So hats off to Chrissy Hynde then.
Yeah. No, she's the greatest singer.
It's 8:30. If you want to talk to you two, you can. 0500 30 12 15. Email us team@thebreakfastshow.com. Geronimo held back a quarter of the American army with just 36 men. I don't know if you know that. What's your best performance?
Best performance, this morning, I think, getting up at 7 o'clock.
Was it sexually, football? I missed the...
Doesn't matter. Take it in your own context.
Best performance?
Mm-hmm.
End of the Pop Mart show in Japan in the Tokyo Dome.
Mm-hmm.
Did a lap around that, you know.
You ran it?
Yeah, it's about good a mile. About a mile.
Adrenaline City must have been kicking in there.
Yeah, and all the Japanese people were screaming, Rari, Rari. And I say, hurry, Rari, Rari. I'm running around and going, Rari, Rari. I say, what are they screaming? It was Larry.
Rari, Rari. Okay, all right. We got a quiz for you now. There's one song that you sang, which is a Swedish thing, which we think fits in perfectly to another song. And in fact, should we show them that first?
Oh, yeah.
So they know what we're on about. Now we're going to play some other songs to you. Have you got any idea what we think also fit these songs? So basically, this is Finley Quay,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Finley Quay. Whenever we hear this song by Finley Quay, we can't help singing Swedish thing, okay? The Swedish thing.
Oh,
this is the Swedish thing. Mama's got blue skies on my head. Oh, the Swedish
thing, man.
So you
Mama got blue skies up my head. Yo.
So you know where we're coming from now.
Okay.
Okay, so here's your quiz. Which one's this one?
This is Stereophonics.
Yeah. Stereophonics.
It's a U2 song, is it?
What?
It's a U2 song.
No, it's just another song. And then we thought that was a nice way of introducing you to the game.
I see. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
I got it.
Come on in.
Try it.
Okay. Here we go.
I'll be there for you.
Well, it's all right.
Friends,
yeah,
right?
Friends, yeah.
He's obviously not got the same ear as us, though.
No,
okay,
no.
So here we go.
I'll be there for you.
We'll give you a clue. Cliff Richard song. Bono stick it on the Friends thing. Okay. Any ideas?
I'm proud to say I don't know any Cliff Richard songs.
I don't believe you, by the way. Everybody knows a Cliff Richard
Living
song.
Doll.
Okay, here we go. You ready? Ready for this?
Okay.
You ready, Dan?
Okay. I've got small speakers. I've got small speakers. If there's music, I'm wired for sound.
Yeah? Now, Richard Ashcroft, this one has been publicised, this sound-alike. Do you know about this one? Okay, so here we go. It's a Motown classic, this one.
Right.
And it doesn't kick in until he starts singing.
That was it.
Faith that you can go lie.
Smokey Robinson.
Ow. That's right.
Four tops.
Okay, so that's you got one there, so that's not bad. How many
reach
got
out.
You got one.
We've got one.
Reach out. Darling, reach out.
We've got one and we've got one live one. I'm going to do one live one.
Okay.
My palms are sweating already.
We've got the PS Resistance, which we should do.
Oh, yeah, no, we've got two more. No. Yeah. Listen, the travel's supposed to be on now, but frankly, no. The roads are messed up. Just be careful, okay? So here we go. This is Travis now. You ready for Travis? Okay. This is. I think this is my favourite. Yeah. It only lasts for the first 2 or 3 seconds, and you've got to get it. It's from an advert, a classic late '70s, early '80s advert. Ready? Bono thinks he's got it. I'll play it to you again, Bono.
It's to do with black magic.
No. Almost.
Going in the right direction.
Is it to do with a chocolatey bar that's got white stuff in the middle?
No, you're right.
Your line, flake ad, is it?
No. Your line of confectionery is right. It's boxes of chocolates.
Okay.
Ah.
Is somebody singing then?
No. It's the... okay, we'll do it one more time for you.
Say again.
For the lady that loves milk tray.
I got it just as you said.
And of course, it goes on like this. Okay. Now, is this our?
Yes.
This is Dan's favourite. Okay. Yes. So before Dan's favourite, let's do a live one because Dan wants to finish
off
that one.
There you go.
Okay. So this is this is. All right. I think this is George Harrison's something.
Sure.
So go on.
What do you mean? Sing something?
No.
What's it sound like?
Yeah, what does it sound like? Well, can you also sing to that? You have to change the meter, though.
Go again. Go again.
Another song?
Yeah.
Peter Frampton. So try it again.
Wondering how I'm feeling. Oh, yeah. It's ringing in my ears. Can't believe this is happening to me.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Okay, it does go. By the way, that isn't the answer. But that's better than the answer. Have you got another one?
I've got another one. Okay. Go on.
So many tears I've cried. So much pain inside. Maybe it ain't over till it's over.
Okay, right. Well, here is the answer that I was looking for. Raindrops keep falling. Just like the man's feeler too. So that must be the most used chord progression in the world, mustn't it?
One of them.
So if you want to stay ahead of the game, one of them are the more. Oh, you sneak hole!
There are more.
Okay, so if you want to stay ahead of the game, you've got to do a tune to that chord progression.
Right, let's go.
Okay. And now here's the pièce de résistance. Yeah. You ready, boys? Come on, lads, you've got to get in on this one. They might need your help here, because I can see you wisely just sage-like sitting in the corner thinking, if they need me, I'll be there for them. Okay, now this is ELO, okay? TV show theme tune. Very popular. Sitcom. Go on, Larry.
Once more.
Only fools and horses.
Yeah!
Only fools and horses.
Okay, now
there's one other tune over there.
Oh, okay. So, well, first of all, we'll get Dan to just nip that one in for you, and then come back.
So you get it.
Okay.
your pony.
Okay, okay. We don't know the words, obviously.
You get the idea.
Bono?
No, the edge. You
would you like
it out.
Would you like music?
Yeah,
I need the music. See, I don't know the lyrics either. But
okay, sorry.
Very familiar to London.
It's John Lennon.
The newspapers say, what are you doing today? They're in a trip again on this day. Christ, you know it ain't easy.
That's fine.
Unbelievable. This is rock.
It's easy, this rock.
This rock music is easy,
isn't
it? You just go around to your house and swap tunes every night.
There's something, you know, is humbling, and it's worth remembering. There are only 8 notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you were in a poker school, just think about it.
Okay.
Let's think about that for a minute.
Okay, and when
you're 8 cards.
And when you're late for school, there's only 3 notes, isn't there?
Yeah.
He's sick. Yeah. He's got to go to the dentist.
Yeah. The dog ate my...
And the dog ate your homework, yeah. 8:22 is the travel. I'm sure they won't be there, but we'll have a go.